First, though, as promised, we're going to talk about AI. Fevzi Turkalp joins me. That's Fevzi Turkalp, editor of Gadget Detective and the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, as I mentioned, big development in the AI world. What's the latest?
OpenAI, who make ChatGPT, have declared code red, which is official panic. It's like,
formal announcement?
Yeah, well, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, announced it publicly 2 days ago. I'm quite surprised that they do this because it is a public statement that they are freaked by what Google did. So Google launched in November Gemini 3 Pro, which is the latest version of their version of ChatGPT, the large language model. And it has wiped the floor with OpenAI's offering in all the major benchmarks. Like there's a test called GPQA Diamond, which is PhD level reasoning. It got 91.9% in this. It beat ChatGPT more or less across the board. And, you know, ChatGPT has been with us now for just over three years, four days ago that it came. It seems like a lifetime ago. And it's quite interesting because when OpenAI released ChatGPT 3 to the public, Google announced a code red. Because
So they're both scared of each other's AI.
They are, and they should be. For the longest time before 3 years ago, Google was the leader. Google had bought a British company called DeepMind. Don't know if you remember that. That's us selling. You know, we could have been
world leaders.
But we sold it just like we sell so many of our digital assets, like you know, the ARM technology that's inside every smartphone and tablet. That came out of a company that came out of Acorn Computers, who brought us the BBC Micro 40 years ago. But it got, you know, sold off, and we tend to do that. I think there should be a law against selling some of these assets because they're essential to our economy and our national security. But Google had bought DeepMind some years ago, and it was leading the way with its models, but it was being very responsible and very cautious about what it released to the public because there are legitimate safety concerns about these models. You know, we know how to grow an AI, but we don't really understand how it works, right? We don't have the ability to know it's lying to us even. So they were being very cautious. Then OpenAI came out with ChatGPT, and all bets were off because Google saw that this technology could be used to undermine its Google search business, which is obviously huge. It's been dominant for so many years. So, you know, it had its own code red and said, we're not having this. And even the founders of Google came back to work for it, to apply their massive intellects to solving this problem. Now, 3 years later, the AI boot is on the other foot, and it is OpenAI who've taken fright. So what they've done is they've put a load of the projects that they were working on ice with a view to bringing forward. They have a model, internal model, codenamed Garlic at OpenAI. This is going to be the next version of ChatGPT, which they say will be better than Google 3 Pro. But we don't know that because OpenAI overhyped ChatGPT 5, if you remember, a few months ago. They made this huge launch, and a lot of people said it was less good than the version before it. And they were wondering whether, you know, AI technology had stalled. Now they're bringing forth Garlic. They must say Google is a vampire.
Yes. From the consumer's point of view, or the world's point of view even, is it a bit concerning that these companies are rushing and they're in a kind of a race?
It absolutely is, because one of the things, I mean, they haven't said this, but you have to imagine that if they're bringing products forward in time, they're not going to do the safety research. I mean, OpenAI has already been accused of, you know, not caring. If you remember, Sam Altman was kicked out of OpenAI a couple of years ago by the board over concerns of his prioritization of money over safety. And don't forget that OpenAI was set up in order to be the AI canary in the coal mine, to warn us and to let governments know what was coming down the pipeline so that they might have a snowball's chance in hell of actually regulating this technology. But they've changed away from that. So yes, it's very much a concern that all bets are off. Everyone's going for it and no one really cares about the safety. And that's I'm laughing, but it's not a funny thing. It's dangerous.
No, it's really good news, is it, coming from the AI world. Now, you are the gadget detective, so we've got time for one gadget, if you'd like to pick one out to tell us about.
Thank you for your indulgence. Well, we've talked about the Murena Fairphone before. So Murena is Murena, and they produce a version of a smartphone called the Fairphone, and the latest one is called the Fairphone 6.
Is this the one where you can change the bits and sort of take it apart?
It is, but it's the latest version. So this one has got 12 user-replaceable parts. The screen, which, you know, the battery, the USB-C port, the rear main camera, the rear ultra-wide camera, the selfie camera. Imagine, you can get a screwdriver and replace these yourself.
Yeah.
It's loudspeaker, earpiece, covers, fingerprint sensors, all sorts of things.
So does it look like a normal phone, or is it some kind of gigantic thing that...
No, it very much does look like a normal phone, and that's one of the advancements of the Fairphone 6 is the fact that it does very much look like a normal phone. And because it's the Murena version of it, Murena are the people who produce this alternative to Android operating system. So you can buy the Fairphone, you know, with Android on it, but if you are concerned about your privacy, then you put their operating system on it called EOS, that's /E/OS. And it's a forked version of Android. So it means it's like Android, but they've pulled all the Google bits out of it, where Google gives away Android free to manufacturers is because they use it to collect information on you. And what Murena have done is they've done a version of Android called EOS that does everything that Android does, but it doesn't phone home. And you can even get apps for it. And what it does is it goes onto the Google Play Store for you, downloads the app anonymously, and all these apps that try and get information about you, it lies to them, in short. So EOS is designed to give you the functionality of a smartphone, but without being spied on at every turn. So it's a nice mixture. The Fairphone bit is the modularity and the repairability, and the privacy bit is the Murena bit. And actually, you can get EOS from free of charge from, I think it's Murena.com, Murena. You can get that free of charge and download. You can actually replace Android on your other smartphone with it. So if that's something that's interesting to you. One thing I really like about this phone, which is new as well, is it's got what's called a silence switch on it, which effectively turns your smartphone into a dumb phone. So it's not just that it doesn't, you know, give you notifications and so forth. It becomes a much more basic phone. So all those apps that would normally vie for your attention and give you dopamine hits all day long just get disabled at the flick of a switch.
Okay, problem so is that when you, oh, I've had enough of this, I'm just going to switch it off and go back to
digital detox.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people have put their smartphones to one side and work with a you know, what they call a dumb phone or a candy bar phone, which is a phone that does the basics of a phone but isn't going to run social media and all those other things. So this is quite a nice feature, and I think it fits in well with this sort of more I don't know, more basic approach to phones, you know, phones of a earlier era. So you have the modern things. I mean, the screen on this phone is lovely. It's an OLED screen, which is, you know, very high quality screen. And yet, I mean, I had the situation, I dropped my expensive iPhone on the ground. Luckily, the screen protector saved it. But otherwise, I was looking at over £300 to replace the screen.
Yeah, that is a lot. And is it cheaper if you can buy one and replace it yourself then?
Yeah, because it's much easier to do and you don't have the equivalent of Apple tax added to it. So,
so what's this called again? Give us the details.
So it's from Murena, Murena, so Murena.com. It's called a Fairphone, all one word, Fairphone. I give it points for just not spelling it with a second F in Fairphone. And it's Generation 6.
Great stuff. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed.